You're listening to the Build Assets Online Podcast. Learn how you can build a diverse and sustainable income online from two brothers who actually do it. Now, here are your hosts, Mike and Joe.
What's going on? Joe and Mike back, buildassetsonline.com. Today, we're talking about the easiest way to start dropshipping from scratch in 2021. And we're gonna just get right into it. How's it going, Mike?
It's going good. I like the soft tone you're taking for this. People need to really relax and realize that it doesn't always have to be hustle, hustle, hustle. There are serious but simplistic approaches you can take to making $5 million dropshipping. So let's talk about it, Joe.
Cool. So the first thing you need to do, get this out of your head. You need to stop thinking about the perfect product and niche. And I cannot say this too many times, because no matter how many times I say it, it seems like people don't listen. What you need to do is you need to secure legit high ticket suppliers within your home country, not on directories, no AliExpress, no S Pocket, no worldwide brands, none of that stuff. So, but the problem is you cannot get their prices publicly. Therefore, you need to just set up your business entity, set up your Shopify store, just the homepage, and start calling suppliers like a wild beast. Getting price lists from these suppliers is going to reveal your profit margins. And at this point, you spent $0 or just the cost of Shopify if your free trial ran out at this point. And then you'll get the next slide, Mike. Don't worry. So then all you need to do, you have all these price lists, list as many products as possible where you make at least $100. As you secure the price list, just list. Don't think too much about it. As long as you make $100, it's good. You can also list accessories and use bold product options to link accessories up with the high ticket products. This step is optional. And then you have your homepage. You have a bunch of products on your store. There is no minimum. There is no maximum. Just do it. I would say, well, if you really want a minimum maximum, because I feel like people are going to ask anyway, let's say 25 to 500 products. I know that's a wide range, but I'm just saying that because there is no minimum and maximum, but people like guidelines. And then, Mike, tell us about starting the Google shopping. You just run everything with low bids. What do you think?
I think that's a very solid approach, Joe, because as you've pointed out, at this point, you've spent very little money to acquire a bunch of your own suppliers, no directory. You now have your own directory of people that you have dealer agreements with that you can start selling their products. You can see who has good margins, who has bad margins, and you can go about it accordingly. But when you first start, especially if you're new to dropshipping and you're getting started with Google Shopping ads, there's plenty of resources out there, but there's always going to be unknown unknowns. There's always going to be areas that you don't even realize that you're bad at. But the beauty of Google ads is that you can bid super low and still get super relevant clicks. And so we've talked about this, Joe. We've made sales for like over $7,000. The click that got us a sale cost us a penny. So this is the type of thing that we're talking about. All you have to do is set up your Google Shopping ads, set your bids super low, and just see what starts to take off. See what you get clicks for. Maybe up some bids on stuff that you have high margins on, lower bids for things that you're getting too many clicks on and aren't working. But at the end of the day, especially when you're getting started, you need to be conservative and keep it low and take it easy.
And one thing I wanted to add, Mike, at this point, you want to make sure that it's really easy for customers to be able to contact you via phone or live chat or email. Now, of course, you don't always have to pick up the phone or answer the live chat. If you do, you will get more sales, no doubt. But if you have to work or something, just answer things when you get a chance or call people back. And that's going to increase your sales, because when people are shopping for expensive things, having a little reassurance that they can contact you goes a long way. And yeah. Now, of course, like we always preach on this channel, Build Assets Online, you need to remember that you're building a long-term asset. Whenever I watch a YouTube video or listen to a podcast on drop shipping, it's always like fly by night. You're going to get the next hot product, come in, be the first one, and then get out. That's not what we're teaching here, and that's not what we ever recommend that you do, because it's a waste of your time. Whenever you're doing something online, it should be something that is going to start off small, but then is going to grow. So you need to adopt that mindset take things week over week, month over month, year over year, focus on long-term. And I just want to go to this next slide to show you guys the trend line for one of our stores. I don't know if you actually ever looked at this, Mike. I took this screenshot today. You could see we started the store late 2016, and sometimes it goes up, sometimes it goes down, but the long-term trajectory is way up. And you can see by the tail end here of 2021, it's, you know, inching closer to the 400,000 per month mark.
Yeah, people need to really sit back and understand exactly what we're saying. A lot of these trends online with making money and building businesses are, like you said, Joe, they're fly by night. And you can never really develop mastery doing something with a shaky business model, or, you know, fly by night, expect to make some money in 1 month. It really takes just persistence and just to work towards something that, you know, if it pays off even a little bit, it'll provide a huge return for you. And so you can see we worked on the store for years, Joe. And I mean, it was making six figures after, you know, a year or two, but we learned even more after that. And it's been, you know, maybe less than 5 years operating the store. We've been dropshipping for maybe 5-6 years at this point. And we continue to learn and we continue to get better. So how could you possibly expect to go from where you're at right now to these type of results in 1 or 2 months? You have to actually commit to the process and just believe in what you're doing, because at the end of the day, even if you only make $1,000 a month, you can still sell that website for a pretty big cash out by society standards.
Wow, Mike, drop shipping for 5 years. We're like drop shipping boomers. And I'm sure we'll get we've gotten comments before like, you guys are so old, you're boomers.
Boomers.
Yeah, you don't understand drop shipping. But I want to go back to this slide real quick, Mike, because, oh, sorry, not this one. The one with starting Google Shopping ads with low bids. Because when we looked at the trend line of the store that we're talking about, there is a huge difference between the amount of customer inquiries that come in when we're at this low end, when we're doing like 10,000 to 50,000 a month. You know, you're rarely going to get calls, you're going to get live chats, you're going to get some emails. But once you get past the $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 per month mark, the volume changes substantially. And that's when you have to change into thinking like, I'm going to start outsourcing, I'm going to hire people, I'm going to hire a salesperson to start taking these calls, to hire people to manage the day-to-day of the store, because all the little day-to-day things add up when you get to this point. And again, it's about thinking long-term and doing the things that's necessary to actually hit these numbers and grow them.
Absolutely. Could not say it better.
Yeah. All right. So to be honest, Mike, I wanted to make this video 10 minutes. So let's tell people where they can find us and learn more about us. So buildassetsonline.com/playbook. Check out our free web class to learn more about building assets online. Any final tips for the people? We're at the 8 minute mark. And I know there's more valuable things that we could say. I just did not include it in the slides.
Of course. I mean, there's always new things to be learned. We learn new things every day. So the least that you could do would be to tune into the web class, where we break everything that we've done down in depth, from how we started 5 years ago to how we build stores, not just dropshipping stores, but a whole bunch of different online businesses from scratch. And they all follow a similar pattern. It's that we start out doing something, we start learning bit by bit, we improve, we figure out what works, and we go from there. And this versus a conventional job, Joe, I mean, you really can't compare, because everything that we do here, every time we find success, it has so much compounding value towards what we can sell a website for. And then also we have the skills to go and make a new website that we can also sell down the road, and we retain all those skills. We only keep getting better. And so this is, you know, what we do for our living, and we've done it for, you know, combined over a decade. So yeah, I mean, just check out the web class. You'll learn something guaranteed. If not, it's free, but you know, maybe you'll be entertained for an hour or two.
One final thing I want to say, Mike, you'll notice that in slide two, I put that you have to start calling suppliers like a wild beast. People, this is another thing that people get really hung up on. It's almost like I don't know, they're like nervous or something, or I don't know, it's like approaching a member of the opposite sex or the same sex and trying to talk to them. People kind of work themselves up in a romantic way, I'm talking about, if you're not getting the gist of what I'm saying. People work themselves up and they have this fear about calling suppliers rather than just like call. And what the point I'm trying to make is that when we start assets and we start new business models, we throw as much as we can at the wall all at once, see what sticks, see what's working, and then take that and grow it as much as possible. And really, if you're gonna take one thing away from this, it's that. Set up your website, start calling, don't hesitate, join the web class, and finally,
take it easy.
Thanks for listening to the Build Assets Online Podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, don't forget, subscribe, share, and leave us a rating on whatever platform you might be listening from. And if you're ready to learn how to build your own online business portfolio, start now by visiting buildassetsonline.com/playbook. We'll see you in the next episode.